This is a project that was evolved almost a year ago after discussing with the different municipalities how come the street lamps are lit during the day. And we found out that it's very difficult to always inspect all the street lamps at all times to know which is right, which is wrong. As you may know, street lamps are lit by two different ways, or three different ways, either the old-fashioned way with a switch, or by a timer, or by a photosensitive where when the sun comes up, they go off, when the sun comes down, they go on. But in spite of all these three ways, we will continuously see street lamps lit during the day. And this problem is a worldwide problem. It goes from Chicago all the way to Bangladesh. So it's not developing nations or underdeveloped. Having that issue is quite alarming. First of all, it's a waste of energy when it's lit wrongly. Second of all, it shortens the lifetime of the lamp. Third of all, it may also have more malfunctions. So also, these issues could be averted by just the fact that the responsible people are notified that there is an error. So we designed an application whereby this application can be downloaded on any smartphone. And the user, which is the citizen, which we concerned, a concerned citizen, can just touch a button and the locator will notify the central office that there is such and such a street at 11 in the morning lit. This central administrator that receive all this data on a weekly basis or even daily if they like, notifies the appropriate municipalities of such an error. If the second week we continue to receive notification, again, we will send out to the same municipality second notification, because maybe the first notification was received, but they didn't schedule maintenance yet. But if we have received third notification of the same street being lit again at the wrong time, the third notification goes to the mayor, and also a copy goes to the ministry that supervises the mayor. If by the third week, the fourth week, we still have the same error, we send information to the media and let the media eat the heads of the mayor accordingly. So this is one of the initiatives we have done. Another initiative we do as a foundation, we started a diploma program in Lebanon to teach mayors, to teach municipal staff on municipal administration and finance. Because as I mentioned earlier in the session, education is very important and there are many educated people, but they don't know how to run a city. So we have a diploma program of providing municipal education. Citizens not can play, should play, but also as I mentioned earlier, for the citizen to play, you have to educate the citizen. So the citizen, unfortunately, does not know his rights and his obligations. So there should be in the media continuous awareness program to really understand what to expect from the municipality and what is the obligation of the citizen towards that municipality.